Reds right-hander Scott Feldman squares off against the Cubs in his 200th big league start, and in the fourth inning, Feldman gets some help from Adam Duvall.
Yeah, that in-between backhand play like Anthony had, very, very tough play.
Driven toward right, deep in the corner, trouble, and that's a three-run home run. Adam Duvall, an opposite field three-run homer, and the Reds lead 3-0.
Fastball inside, swing and a miss by Addison Russell. Couldn't catch up with the heater from Feldman, so it'll be a first out here in the fifth. Cubs are down 3-0, and it'll bring up Victor Caratini.
It's not like a Chicago-sized pitcher.
No, these don't eat as well as they do in downtown Chicago.
Oh, no.
Caratini swings and misses at a slow breaking ball from Feldman out front. And it'll be the second out of the inning. Back-to-back punch-outs. And now three in a row for Feldman going back to last inning.
Even though he pitches half of his games here at the Great American Ballpark, he's allowed just 11 in 96 innings of work.
Yep.
About one for every nine innings. It's not a bad total. And the 1-2, the runner goes. The pitch lined into right center, a base hit. Jay will go to third. It's a single for Ian Happ. Cubs get their first hit of the game. First and third, one down. Cubs trail 3-0. Here's Peraza bunting toward Rizzo, heading to the plate, and it's going to be a run scoring. Rizzo tried to barehand the ball, never got the handle. A run scores. Safety squeeze bunt by Peraza. Everybody is safe. Reds lead 4-0.
Well, that play, we've seen that many times. That's a major part of Joe Maddon's arsenal in trying to score runs in ball games when you get that first and third and one out. And the Reds execute that play perfectly. The bunt goes towards Rizzo at first. He comes flying in, and the only chance he's got is a barehand play.
Scott Feldman to the belt, and the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, a curveball got him. Cubs don't score, and they still are being shut out here in Cincinnati by their former teammate, Scott Feldman.
Feldman allows just two hits and two walks with seven Ks. The Reds win 5-0. Feldman beats the Cubs for the first time in his career. The Reds have now won four of their last six games, and Chris Bryant sits again for the Cubs with a sprained right ankle. The Cubs will try to get back in the win column on Saturday when Eddie Butler makes the start.